This is Bird Note. Sam Ohugan is the senior scientist and cultural advisor for the Nature Conservancy of Hawaii. And he's something of a rare combination.
I'm academically trained as a conservation biologist, but I was also trained traditionally in Hawaiian chant and ceremony by a recognized master, Kumujang Kiola Maka Ainana Kalahu Yokalani no Kamehameha Ekolu Lake. So that combination allows me to take the best of both knowledge systems to better appreciate and work toward the protection and preservation of our native Hawaiian bird life.
It started back when Sam was growing up. Up until high school, he hadn't been exposed to much of Hawaiian culture.
At the time that I was in high school, the Hawaiian Renaissance was just getting started. And so for most people, hula was cellophane skirts and coconut bras while sipping a Mai Tai at a hotel in Waikiki, right? It had very little to do with the true richness of Hawaiian culture.
But at an all-student assembly, he got to see a performance of real hula and chant, and Sam was amazed.
I was dumbfounded because I had never seen traditional hula or the chant styles, and something sparked there.
Sam went to college and ultimately went off to get a PhD in zoology. And he came back to Hawaii to work for the Nature Conservancy as an exploratory biologist, hiking around habitats all across the archipelago to see, hear, and study the plants and animals in those places. At the same time, Sam's future wife was studying traditional hula.
And she was undergoing her uniki as a dancer. Uniki is a year of challenges. They had to do all kinds of things, make certain dyes and cordage and the like. And because by that time I was familiar with native plants and animals and went hiking all the time, I knew which plants provided a red dye, a yellow dye, a black dye, a brown dye. And so I started taking her cohort of uniki students up into the mountains every weekend in order to gather those items. And on those hikes, the chanters in the halau knew that I spoke Hawaiian, and they said, "Oh, you should take chant from Kumu Lake. You would just love it."
Sam wound up going down a decade-long path, training in Hawaiian chant. And as he trained in this art, while traveling all around Hawaii studying its ecology,
I realized that chant was the medium of knowledge exchange in ancient Hawaii. And that you could learn so much from the words of chant, because chant relied so heavily on natural metaphors. So when they described a certain bird from a certain place, you knew that bird was in that place at the time that the chant was composed. I began to realize that here was a knowledge base that offered a window on an ancient world, and that if you were interested in reconstructing that world, Hawaiian chant and traditions would be one of those sources that you could rely on. They turned out to be magically complementary. You know, it's an amazing, amazing thing.
Here, Sam is performing an original chant he wrote on the occasion of bestowing the Maui Parrot Bill a new Hawaiian name after its original was lost to history. Its name is Kiwikiu.
Kiwikiu e, Kiwikiu e, manula haole o, kuiganani. Kiwi kiu 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 kiwi kiu e nu kiwi aki mau pohana nu e a e mai a no hoi ko haka e ia ka manula e manu ora e ora no e. He noa no kiwi kiu no maui ko olau.
Much of Hawaii's native wildlife is endangered or has gone extinct. Sam's work tries to bridge traditional Hawaiian knowledge with conservation to ensure the remaining species stay with us. Learn more at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mark Bramhill.